You are listening to a podcast from BecomingJewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Mizrahi Jews. Mizrahi Jews, or Mizrahim, are Jews descended from Jewish communities of the Middle East, Central Asia, and the Caucasus. This group of Jews is also referred to as the Adot HaMizrach, which means communities of the East. The term Mizrahi is used in modern-day Israel in the language of politics, media, and social sciences to refer to the Jews from the Arab world and adjacent, primarily Muslim-majority countries. Mizrahim are Jews who never left the Middle East and North Africa since the beginning of the Jewish people around 4,000 years ago. In 586 BCE, the Babylonian Empire conquered the southern region of Israel, known as the Kingdom of Judah. The Babylonians occupied the land of Israel and exiled the Jews to Babylon. In 535 BCE, the Persian Empire, who had conquered the Babylonian Empire, permitted the Jews to return to the land of Israel. Some Jews chose to stay in Babylon rather than return to the land of Israel. Over the years, some Jews remained in Babylon, modern-day Iraq, and Persia, modern-day Iran, and others migrated to neighboring lands such as modern-day Syria, Yemen, and Egypt. Other Jews migrated to Central and East Asia, including India, China, and Afghanistan. In the early 20th century, severe violence and pogroms forced many of these Jews throughout the Middle East to flee as refugees. Most of these refugees fled to Israel, France, Britain, and the Americas. Until the mass Russian immigration of the 1990s, Mizrahim made up about 70% of the Jewish population in Israel. Today, Mizrahim make up approximately 50% of the Israeli Jewish population. Mizrahim generally practice rites identical or similar to traditional Sephardim, although some differences in traditions do exist within the communities. The prevalence of the Sephardim rules used among the Mizrahim is partially a result of Sephardim joining Mizrahim communities after the expulsion of the Sephardim from Spain and Portugal in 1492. Over the years, the distinctive rites of many Mizrahim communities were influenced, superimposed, or replaced by the rites of the Sephardim. This has resulted in the term Sephardim being used to include the Mizrahim and the Sephardim proper, especially in the State of Israel. In fact, the Mizrahim are under the jurisdiction of the Sephardi Chief Rabbi of Israel, who, in most cases, is a Mizrahi Jew. Most of the Mizrahim communities spoke Arabic and a number of Judeo-Arabic dialects, such as Maghrebi. Other languages, including what is known as Judeo-Aramaic languages, used by these communities include Yazidi or Judeo-Persian, Georgian, Bukhari, Kurdish, Judeo-Berber, Johuri, Marathi, and Judeo-Malayalam. Neo-Aramaic is a Semitic language that is closely related to Hebrew and has been identified with the Jews since it is the language of major Jewish texts and prayers. The Neo-Aramaic spoken by the Jews in Kurdistan is a language descended from Jewish Babylonian Aramaic. Some Kurdish Jews also speak Judeo-Kurdish, which is a form of the Indo-European Kurdish language. Today, many of these communities use Arabic, Judeo-Arabic, and Judeo-Aramaic as secondary languages. The majority of the philosophical, religious, and literary works of the Mizrahim communities were written in Arabic, using a modified Hebrew alphabet. The cuisine of the Mizrahim is an assortment of kosher cooking traditions popular in their diaspora countries. The cuisine is largely based on fresh ingredients and is often light, with an emphasis on cooked, baked, and stuffed vegetables, chickpeas, lentils, rice, vine leaves, olive oil, fresh and dried fruits, herbs, nuts, and beans. A variety of flatbreads are the staple of the Mizrahim diet. These flatbreads, especially pitas, laffa, malawa, and lavash, are used by the Mizrahim as replacements for challah. Mizrakim cuisines uses cumin, pepper, sesame seeds, saffron, and other spices commonly found in Middle Eastern cuisines. Meat dishes, usually lamb or beef, are prominent features at Shabbat, festival, and celebratory meals and often incorporate dried fruits such as apricots, prunes, and raisins. Fresh lemon juice is added to many sauces and soups, and pomegranate juice is a staple of Persian Jewish cooking. Mizrahi music refers to the genre of Middle Eastern style of Israeli music that combines elements of Arabic, Turkish, and Greek music brought to Israel by Sephardim and Mizrakim. This music genre is usually sung in Hebrew and is often combined with lyrics in Arabic and other traditional Mizrakim languages. Typical Mizrakim songs will have a dominant string or violin sound as well as Middle Eastern percussion elements. Lyrics were originally texts taken from classical Hebrew literature. As the music genre grew, texts by Israeli poets and original lyrics began to be incorporated. The Musica Mizrakit movement started in the 1950s with homegrown performers in neighborhoods with a high concentration of Jews from Arab and North African countries who played at weddings and other events. They performed songs in Hebrew but with a predominantly Arabic style on traditional musical instruments. In the 1960s, acoustic and electric guitars were added and their style became more eclectic. Vocalists typically decorated their singing with trills and other oriental style ornaments, and delivery was often nasal or guttural in character. Intonation was typically Western, however. Singers did not use the quarter tone scales typical of Arabic music. After the 1948 Arab-Israeli War and the subsequent establishment of the State of Israel, most Mizrakim were either expelled by the Arab rulers or chose to leave and immigrate to Israel. Anti-Jewish actions, laws, and pogroms by Arab governments in the 1950s and 1960s, including the expulsion of 25,000 Mizrakim from Egypt in 1956, led to the overwhelming majority of Mizrakim leaving Arab countries. The Mizrakim became refugees, and many immigrated to the State of Israel. Many of the Moroccan and Algerian Jews immigrated to France, and thousands from Lebanon, Syria, and Egypt immigrated to the United States. Currently, as many as 40,000 Mizrakim remain in communities scattered throughout the non-Arab Muslim world. These communities are primarily in Iran, but there are also communities in Uzbekistan, Azerbaijan, and Turkey. There are a few remaining Mizrakim in the Arab world. There are about 5,000 Jews in Morocco, less than 2,000 in Tunisia, and under 1,000 in Lebanon. Mizrakim immigration continues today, with many immigrating to Israel or the United States. Refuge in Israel for the Mizrakim was not easy. Many came into the State of Israel shortly after the country's founding, when many services were not yet ready for an influx of thousands of refugees. Mizrakim were placed in rudimentary and hastily built tent cities known as ma'abarot. These communities were later sent to development towns on the peripheries of Israel. Some were settled on moshavim, cooperative farming villages, which was only partially successful because most of the Mizrakim were craftsmen and merchants and not farmers. Since the majority of the Mizrakim left their property behind in their diaspora communities, their socioeconomic status suffered upon immigrating to Israel. Mizrakim immigrants arrived many varied mother tongues from their diaspora homes. Those from North Africa and the Fertile Crescent spoke Arabic dialects, and those from Kurdistan region spoke Aramaic dialects. The Mizrakim from Iran, Uzbekistan, and Tajikistan spoke Persian, and the communities from India spoke English and Marathi. The Jews from Georgia spoke Judeo-Georgian. Other Mizrakim communities spoke Tajik, Johuri, and various other languages. Historically, Hebrew had only been a language of prayer for most of the Mizrakim outside the land of Israel. Upon arrival in Israel, Mizrakim retained much of the language, culture, and customs which were different from the Ashkenazim. Over time, the Mizrakim assimilated into the larger Israeli culture, but still retained much of their own culture and traditions. Thank you for listening to Mizrachi Jews. Shalom.